The state Supreme Court ruling this week says unequivocally that the 2006 referendum on gay marriage did not violate the state law that requires ballot questions to address one and only one issue. Courts in Arkansas and Louisiana have made similar rulings in rejecting challenges to gay marriage bans. But despite this legal victory, Julaine Appling of Wisconsin Family Action says her group will keep the marriage issue alive in this fall's election.
We are looking for candidates who are truly pro-family, pro-marriage, pro-life, pro-limited government, pro-free enterprise, pro-religious liberty, because we do fully expect to do everything we can to see a pro-family legislature in place this fall.
Appling says her group also wants to eliminate the state's domestic partnership registry that now includes more than 1,400 unmarried couples. Attorney Lester Pines, who argued the case against the marriage ban, says gay rights groups in the state will also be doing their best to elect people willing to repeal it.
They can do all they want to do to try to attack the rights of gay, lesbian, and transgendered people, and we will stand up and fight them on every single thing that they try to do.
Activists on both sides of this issue are carefully watching the progress of a California lawsuit challenging that state's gay marriage ban that is slowly making its way through the federal courts. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.